Well, believe it or not, those boys went back to their tents and slept till morning. Or at least tried to sleep. Evidently, Eric wanted to keep the big discovery a secret.
But why'd you rub out the tracks, Eric? Now nobody will ever know what it was.
That's right, cousin. No one but me when I find that creature tonight with my camera. I intend to get the first picture of this new species and name it myself, Ericosaurus.
Why don't we just go tell Mark?
You said you'd keep it a secret!
Okay, but no sneaking around at nighttime.
Deal.
Now let's go get some breakfast. I'm starving.
And so, just as they got to breakfast...
Say, Prince, what did we have for breakfast that morning? Was that bacon morning?
Your jawbreaker's getting cold, Bullet. Oh. Better keep after it. Oh, nasty. Your mouth is dripping all over my clean paws. Why are you drooling like Niagara Falls?
I was just remembering the bacon we had that morning. I can still taste it, Prince.
Well, very well. You dream about the bacon, and I'll take back your jawbreaker.
Oh, back off, Prince. I was just remembering.
Well, that morning, about the time breakfast was over...
And the frying pan was sizzling the last strip of the most savory bacon I ever sampled.
Well, who should arrive but the professor?
Did you and the boys sleep well?
Like a rock. Man, it sure is peaceful out here.
Usually, yes. You ought to see it in the off-season. Not a soul sleeps out here for months at a time.
Sounds a little lonely.
That's the way I like it. And it's pristine when it's unspoiled by humans.
Professor, do you ever think about the creator who made all this beauty?
I have no time for such balderdash.
Excuse me, Professor, but dinosaurs were reptiles, right?
That is correct. Dinosaurs were a large group of reptiles that once lived on Earth, but they all died off and they're all gone now.
How did they all disappear?
No one knows for certain. But most men of science think that some radical change in the global weather made it difficult for them to survive.
Are there any reptiles in the park today?
Why do you ask?
No special reason.
There are some little ones. Several species of turtle, a variety of snakes, a few small lizards.
Lizards, huh? They're the saurians, right?
That's correct. And dino is a Greek word meaning terrible. Dinosaur means terrible lizard.
You know, Professor... Really, now, sometimes I wonder just how terrible they were.
Well, to be sure, many of them ate only plants. But the big meat-eaters get all the attention.
Excuse me, sir, but do you know what the biggest lizard living in Texas today is?
Most of the Texans I've met say that everything is just a little bigger in Texas.
It sounds like you don't know the answer, huh?
Why do you ask so much about lizards?
Just curious. There couldn't be a lizard, say, as big as one of those dogs over there, could there?
If they find a lizard as big as I am, well, we'll just see who's top dog around here.
We surely will, Bullet. You look so fierce with your tail between your legs.
The biggest lizard in this part of Texas is no more than a few inches long.
Oh, isn't that an interesting fact, huh, Jason?
Say, Professor, hey, we're going on over to see those dinosaur tracks here in a little bit. Got any advice?
Yes. Go early this morning. You'll beat the crowd that way. I also recommend spending the midday jumping off the big rocks at Blue Hole.
Jumping off the rocks?
Deep spot in the river there. Best swimming hole in North Texas. And the biggest.
Thanks, friend.
It's a selfish request. The more peace and quiet I have, the better for my project. Well, I'm off.
He's off, all right. Way, way off.
And before we could work up a good sweat, Prince and I were sniffing our way around the biggest footprints these two hounds had ever seen. Hey, Prince, don't go so fast. You're missing all the ancient aroma in these tracks. I can almost smell what this old dinosaur had for breakfast the morning he walked by here.
Don't tell me you think it was bacon.
How'd you know?
You have a piece of it from this morning stuck right between your eyes. A dinosaur eating bacon, the very idea.
Hey, thanks, pal. I brought along a little snack and I didn't even know it.
Mark, do you think there could be dinosaurs alive today?
I don't know, Jason. I've read quite a bit about it, and I don't really think so.
If a person ever did find one, he'd probably get rich and famous, wouldn't he, Mark?
Yeah, I guess he would, Eric.
Interesting fact, huh, Jason?
Yeah.
Say, fellas, there go those famous tracks right down the side of the ledge. Over there on the left side, man, look at that three-toed track. And over there on the right, good night. Look at the big round ones.
Whoa.
Ooh, cool. Neat.
Look how deep
awesome. They are.
Fellas, I've got a little surprise for you. It's against the law to break off any of the pieces of these stones or damage it in any way. But I got a special permit where we could pick up one of the dinosaur tracks and make it into a plaster so we can put it in our Sunday school class.
Which kind should we get, guys?
Get a three-toed meat eater. The other one just looks like a big round hole.
Well, if that's okay with everybody else.
Yeah,
that's okay with me.
All right, listen, I'll get the quick plaster and get going on this. Say, Amadeo, why don't you take those boys down the swimming hole? And don't forget to check that watermelon we put in this morning.
Okay, here we go, guys. Last one in the river is a rotten Seismosaurus egg.
Yeah,
let's go.
An afternoon dip in the Paluxy River seemed to be an even bigger attraction to the boys than dinosaur tracks. And as the sun set that evening, we were all dog-tired.
Marco, looks like a storm in the distance.
I think you're right. Say, fellas, for devotions tonight, let's get this plaster dinosaur track out and look at it again. The footprint of one of God's great creatures.
Hey, Mr. Mark. Did you hear that?
Oh, it's probably just a tree blowing in the wind.
It didn't sound like a tree to me.
Now don't you fellas go getting spooked again like you did last night. You know when storms gather, the wind's gonna play tricks on your ears.
Mark, I was thinking about the song you sang last night. It said that God made all things well. So why did God make meat-eating monsters like the T-Rex?
Jason, one thing you gotta understand is that God did make everything perfect, even the dinosaurs. Let me ask you something, Jason. Would you ever play with a hungry lion?
A lion would tear me apart and eat me.
That's right. But you know, in the Garden of Eden, well, that same lion was just a big old kitty cat.
Then what do you think the lions ate back then?
Well, that's a good question, Eric. God's word says, to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there's life, God gave every green herb for meat. Boys, we were all vegetarians when God first created us. That includes dinosaurs and people, too.
But look at the sharp claws on that track in your hand. Why do they have teeth and claws if they're just plant eaters?
Say, Eric, you ever hear of fruit bats?
Yeah.
They have some real sharp teeth and claws, and all they eat is fruit. Pandas are the same way, except they eat bamboo.
Then why don't all animals still eat plants?
Well, Jason, it's because of man's sin. When Adam and Eve chose to disobey God, everything in creation was cursed with the sin curse. And on that first sinful day, God had to shed the first blood of an animal. He shed the blood to make a covering for man's disobedience.
That must have made God really sad.
You're right, Jason. But you know what, guys? I believe someday we just might see dinosaurs again.
Really? How?
Well, when Jesus comes back to earth, Eric, the Bible says that, well, he's going to make everything new, like it was when he first created it. The Bible tells us also that when that day comes, well, a child's going to be able to put his hand in a poisonous snake hole and he's not even going to get hurt. I like this passage over in Isaiah. It says, "The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls."
Dragons?
That's right, Eric. Say, when the Bible says dragons, I believe it could be talking about dinosaurs. You see, in that day, God's creatures will, well, they're going to be at peace with each other.
That sounds like heaven.
It sure does, Jason. But you know what? When we let God control our lives, it can be like heaven in our heart every day.
Hey, Marco, did you hear that noise again?
Amadeo, I declare, you're getting just like those boys. It's probably just the wind blowing in the trees again.
It still doesn't sound like a tree to me.
Now don't let your imaginations run wild, fellas. Say, maybe we better go ahead and get some sleep tonight. If that big rain does come in, we'll end up sleeping in the van. This area is known for flash floods, so we don't want to take any chances. You fellas have a good night's rest. Go ahead now.
Good night.
Can I touch the footprint?
Sure. All right, guys. All right. Listen, lights out in 2 minutes.
I can't believe it, Jason. It's out there again, and everyone heard it.
So why don't we get everyone to check it out with us?
No way! I'm gonna get my picture before it rains, and that creature, whatever it is, goes and hides.
You said you weren't going to go sneaking around.
If you don't want to come, then don't come. But I'll get my picture if it kills me.
Eric, I won't let you go.
You can't stop me, Jason.
But I don't think...
Listen, just give me a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay, 2 minutes, and that's it.
That's enough. Here goes the mighty explorer.
Eric, I changed my mind. Eric! Oh man, it's here, and it's louder than it was before. Eric, where are you? This is going to be the longest 2 minutes I ever lived through. Lord, please take care of Eric. He's my cousin, and he doesn't know you, and that's why he's so disobedient. Lord, don't let him get hurt. Please? Amen.
It was about that time that my ears picked up the mysterious hissing sound again. And also, something was going on in Jason and Eric's tent. And so I just went over to see what was up.
Ah! What is it? Get away from me, you! Oh, Fritz. It's only you. Good boy. Good dog. Hey! Come on, come and go with me to find Eric. Maybe if there's any trouble, you can help.
What, me? The hero?
Here, boy. Come on, Prince. You and I are gonna find my cousin or a dinosaur or both. And we better hurry, too.